弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
虽然两个礼拜不见，但是觉得好像好久不见了。
It's been 2 weeks and it feels so long that I haven't seen you.
上两个礼拜，第一个礼拜到南加州，第二个礼拜到北边的西雅图去。
First week I went to Southern California and last week I was at Seattle.
不管到哪里去，都碰到很多弟兄姊妹，他们很关心我们啊。
Wherever I went, there were so many brothers and sisters who care for us.
他们这个对我们教会熟悉的情形，我看恐怕比我们自己弟兄姊妹还要熟悉啊。
Seems that they are more familiar with our own situation than our own brothers and sisters.
所有外面寄来的见证，他们都看了，很多人都很感动的流眼泪。
They have read all the testimonies from outside and they were touched by the testimonies.
那还有一位70多岁的老姊妹，她长了癌症的。
There was an elderly sister, she's in her 70s and she has cancer.
她还问了很多关于我们那个新会所门口那棵大香柏木。
She even asked many questions about the cedar tree outside of our new building.
她都看过了，我说你怎么知道，她都已经上网络都看过了。
And she has seen it on the internet.
我心里面非常非常的感动。
And I was really touched.
我更感动的就是发现他们都在祷告中陪着我们经过。
What touches me even more is that they have gone through this with us in their prayers.
好像我们在这里所碰到的难阻和挑战，他们都一样跟我们经过。
As if they're going through the challenges and trials with us.
我们心里面很感谢主。
And I really praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们九月份说是我们的奉献月。
The month of September was our offering month.
千万不要误会，只有九月份才要奉献。
Don't misunderstand that we only offer in September.
因为我们是希望我们这个月，我们整个教会集中学一个属灵的功课。
We just wanted to concentrate on learning this lesson in this month.
我们学习献上自己，把自己一切所有的愿意放在祭坛上。
That we will learn to offer ourselves and offer all.On their altar.
不光光是钱财，我们的时间，我们的祷告，我们对神的心，我们都要放在祭坛上面。
Not just our money, but our prayers, our time, and our heart all be placed on the altar.
对于一个不肯奉献的个人或教会，神是不愿意使用他，神也没有办法来祝福他们。
God will never use a church or individual.Who does not want to offer?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要在主的面前，自个人要向神负这个责任。
Therefore, we ought to be responsible. We ought to be responsible for ourselves before God.
那这是一个蒙恩蒙福跟神同工的机会。
And this is a chance to be blessed and to.Be co-workers with God.
那我们进到十月份，我们希望我们操练一个功课，叫做信心。
And entering the month of October, we want to learn this lesson, faith.
那不是说我们其他月不需要学信心。
It doesn't mean that other months we don't have to learn about faith.
那我们希望弟兄姊妹在这个月里面，我们特别的为着自己的信心在主面前祷告。
But hopefully this month, let's concentrate to pray for our faith.
那为着整个教会的信心来祷告。
And pray for the faith of our church.
也为着我们信心现在在面临买会。所的这件事情面对的考验来祷告
and pray that because our faith is being tested through the purchasing of this new building.
那我们希望十一月我们学习感恩
and the month of November we'll learn to give thanks.
学习怎样凡事谢恩，学习我们警醒感恩
that we will give thanks in everything and be watchful to give thanks.
我们学习我们每一天的生活能够以感谢为祭。献给神
we learn that in our everyday life, we'll give our thanksgiving as offering to God.
我上次说我们十月份学习信心和赞美，我现在把赞美移到十二月哈，我觉得我们一个月专心学一样都不得了了。
And then in the month of December, we'll learn praise. So we learn one thing in the month.
弟兄姊妹，不管十二月我们的事情解决了，我们理当赞美，对不对
？Whether this deal has been closed or not, we shall give praises to God.
如果十二月我们还在困难的里面，我们就凭信心来赞美。
If in the month of December we're still in difficulty, we will praise God anyway in faith.
弟兄姊妹，不管奉献也好，不管感恩也好，不管赞美也好。都建立在信心的根基上。
Whether we give offerings, or we give thanksgiving, or we praise, it's all based on faith.
如果我们不信有神的话
，we don't believe there is a God.
我们为什么要奉献呢
？Then why do we offer?
那不是有钱没处花的人，对不对
？Not that we have no place to spend our money.
那弟兄姊妹，如果不是因为我们有信心的话
，if we don't have faith,
我们为什么要感谢呢
？Then why do we give thanks?
尤其是在很多的环境里面，我们并不顺利，为什么要感谢
？Especially when the situation is not pleasing.And we don't like it. Why do we give thanks?
我们为什么能够赞美
？And why do we give praises?
弟兄姊妹都跟信心发生的关系。
It's all because of faith.
所以这一连串我们要交通一个题目，叫做“美好的证据”。
So we will have a series of messages as a good report.
那我的重点不是集中只是在信心的本身而已。
I'm not just focusing on the faith itself.
那这一系列我们特别要讲到一个信心的生活，信心的见证。
But a life full of faith and testimony.
就是我们今天的背诵经文，雅各书第二章第十四节。
The memory verse for today is James chapter 2 verse 14.
这里我们一起来读啊，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？弟兄姊妹，所以我们这一系列要讲的是重在我们不仅仅有信心，而且要有信心的行动。
So the series of this message will focus on not just we have faith, but we will have deeds.
那很多的时候我们说有信心，但是我们的行为，我们的生活却证明我们没有信心。
A lot of times we claim we have faith, but our testimony and our life shows that we don't have faith.
所以我们准备从圣经的几个角度里面来看一个真有信心的人，他怎么样子在他的生活里面能够证明出来。
So we will see from the Bible how a person who will have faith will have a testimony in his life.
那同样的，我们也应该来看看自己的生活，这个信心要怎么样子来影响我们各个层面的生活。
And we should also examine every aspect of life, how this faith can affect them.
弟兄姊妹啊，信心太重要了。
Faith is so important.
今天如果我们没有信心的话，
If we don't have faith today,
我们整个不要说我们在神的旨意上我们没有办法往前。
Not only that, we cannot move forward in God's will.
不要说我们在属灵的祝福里面，我们不能够那样子的来承受。
Not only that, we cannot inherit God's spiritual blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个的生活就是陷入一个大乱和恐惧的里面。
Our life will be chaotic and full of fear.
人为什么会忧愁、会恐惧呢？
Why does man worry and fear?
因为没有信心。
Because of lack of faith.
人为什么只看重今生的、追求今生的呢？
Why does man only pursue the pleasures of life today?
因为没有信心。
Because without faith.
为什么我们会觉得有时候聚会里面不能够享受呢？
Why is that we cannot enjoy the meetings sometimes?
或是我们不喜欢祷告、读经呢？
Or we don't like to pray or read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，都是因为在信心的上面我们出了问题。
It's because of there's something wrong with our faith.
所以一个活泼的信心在我们的生活里面是一个很大不同的生活啊。
A life full of living faith would be very different.
弟兄姊妹，当我在这里为这一段信息祷告的时候，我自己就觉得自己真是一个没有信心的人。
As I was praying for this series of message, I really felt I have no faith.
我觉得真实的信心在我们里面不应该活的是这个样子。
If I have real faith in us, our life would not be the same.
当我们在这里祷告，我们因着信心，我们进到神同在里面的时候，
As we pray by faith, entering into God's presence,
我们说两三个人奉主名的聚集，就有主在我们中间。
We say that as two or three people gather together, Jesus will be among us.
但是很多的时候，我们坐在这里好像主不在，对不对？
A lot of times when we sit here, as if the Lord is not here.
当我们在那里唱说，我以祷告来到你面前，
As we sing that we enter into your presence with prayer.
那旁边弟兄姊妹一抬椅子，我们都在那里看哦，是。谁进来了？
But then we are easily distracted by people moving chairs around us.
一个妈妈把一个哭的小孩拖出去，我们都跟着他看出去，嘴巴一面唱，我以祷告来到你面前。
And then our attention will follow a crying child going out of the room while we're still singing, I enter into your presence with faith.
弟兄姊妹，其实很多在我们的生活里面都在这里证明一件事情，我们的信心不够，或是我们根本没有信心。
A lot of things in our life prove that our faith is not enough, or we don't even have faith.
所以这一连串的信息其实对我们每一个人，尤其我个人觉得对我都是非常的重要。
So I believe this series of message is very important to every one of us, especially to myself.
所以希伯来书十一章那里讲到说，古人在这个信上，就是信心的事情上，他们得了美好的证据。
The book of Hebrews says the ancients, the elderly, obtained a good report in the matter of faith.
不光是 report, 有时候是讲 evidence, 或是 proof, 或是 testimony.
They have obtained a good proof, a testimony of their faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们里面讲你有信心的时候，那个人说我有行为。
So when we say we have faith, others will say I have deeds.
你把你的信心给我看，我就借着我的行为把我的信心指给你看。
You can show me your faith, but I will show you my faith through my works, my deeds.
弟兄姊妹，一个真实的信心，他的生活里面一定是 match 的，是跟着的。
Because a true faith will be matched by testimony of life.
所以很多的时候，我们有的时候被神突然带到一个环境里面去。
Sometimes God will all of a sudden leads us into certain circumstances.
那个环境是完全超过我们自己所能够 handle 所能够解决的。
And that circumstances is out of our control, beyond what we can manage.
可能是一个非常强烈的打击临到我们。
It could be some attack.
很痛苦的伤害临到我们。
Or some deep hurts.
或是一个很困难的局面是我们解决不了的。
A difficult situation we cannot handle.
或是一个疾病是一个非常严重的疾病。
A very serious disease.
哦，经济的危机也好。
Or maybe financial crisis.
甚至好像我们突然失败了，我们犯罪了，我们觉得被神丢弃了。
All of a sudden we fail, and we felt being abandoned, forsaken by God.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，神好像突然把我们放到了一个环境里面。
It seems that sometimes God all of a sudden places us in a situation.
我们里面会觉得说，神，你为什么这么做
？And we ask God, why do you do this?
而且这个时候呢，仇敌最常在我们旁边攻击我们的一句话就是，你的神在哪里
？And at this moment, the enemy will often accuse us, where is your God?
你平常所信的神，那位爱你的神到底在哪里？
Where is God that you believe that you love, that he loves you?
如果他爱你，为什么让这件事情临到你呢？
If he loves you, why does he allow such thing happen to you?
如果他真像圣经所说的，你祷告了这么久，他为什么不听呢？
If he is exactly what the Bible claims, why is that God doesn't answer your prayer that you've been praying for so long?
你会说，如果这件事情是我地上的爸爸妈妈的话，他们不可能这样子待我的，神为什么能够狠下心呢？
Sometimes you will say, even my natural parents will not do something to me like this. And why is God so cruel to me?
因为什么？我们常常就会对神发出了很多的问题。
We often question God.
甚至像 Dr. James Dobson 说的，神无可理喻啊。
And just like James Dobson says, God is unreasonable.
就是神没有办法去跟他说理的了。
You cannot argue or reason with him.
God doesn't make sense.
God doesn't make sense.
那弟兄姊妹，我们里面会不会有这样子的感觉
？Do we feel this way？
或是我们觉得圣经上，或是传道人在那里讲的神亲近神，神就亲近我们，我们觉得为什么我经历不到
？And sometimes we feel okay. The minister, the preachers will say, if you draw near to God, God will be near to you. Why is that? I don't feel this way.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到这样子局面的时候。
If we face this situation,
我们常常就会有不同的反应
Then we will react differently.
而我们怎么反应，就说出了到底我们的结局会是什么
And our reaction determines our end result.
我们如果因为这样子而我们就离开了，我们就灰心了，就放弃了
If we so become despaired and give up.
弟兄姊妹呢，这个环境对我们来说就没有产生它该产生的结果。
Then this situation will not yield the result.
神常常容许一些环境临到我们，是要叫我们真正的转向他。
God allows situations to happen to us so that we will turn to Him.
来认识我们里面真正的情形。
So that we will understand our real inner condition.
而让神的祝福、神的生命能够真正的临到我们，来改变我们。
So that God's blessing and His life will come upon us and transform us.
这个题目不是很好讲，但是我在主面前立了一个心愿，希望分八次来讲哈。
This is not an easy message.But I will try to deliver in 8 messages.
那我希望这八次完，大概我们把我们带过整个年底啊。
Hopefully, this message, this series will lead us through the end of the year.
我只有一个祷告，我就希望我们的信心能够比从前更增长。
And I pray one thing that our faith will increase and more than before.
而且我们的生活能够真正被带进信心的生活里面去。
And that our life will be life of faith.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲美好的证据，今天早晨我们讲第一个题目。
When we talk about good report, good testimony, and this is the first topic.
讲本于信，以至于信。
It's from faith to faith.
英文 from faith to faith, 本于信，以至于信。
It's from faith to faith.
那有一个翻译甚至讲到说 by faith from first to last.从头到尾都是靠信心啊。
NIV says, by faith from first to last. By faith, you go from the beginning to the end.
所以你可以知道，在神的眼中，一个基督徒他一生的故事是一个信心的故事。
So in God's sight, the story of a Christian's life is a story of faith.
他从信心入门。
Because he starts with faith.
他整个一生的果效都从信心里面来的。
And all the entire life results from his faith.
那没有信心就不可能在主的路上往前的。
Without faith, it's impossible to move forward in God's way, in God's path.
所以在圣经的里面一共四次提到义人必因信得生。
That's why four times the Bible says the righteous shall live by faith.
请大家注意翻译啊，英文叫做因信得生，叫做 live by faith。
It's to live by faith.
不是我们观念里面的因信称义。
It's not to be justified by faith.
所以如果我们纯粹只看中文的话，我们会认为这段话是在讲义人是因信而称义。
The Chinese context just says to live, to be justified by faith.
好像我因着信，所以我被称义，我得到了永生，因信得生。
As if I'm being justified by my faith, and because of faith, I gain eternal life.
但是不管是哈巴谷书或是新约这三次的引用，它都讲到义人是凭着信心而过生活。
But whether in the book of Habakkuk or three times in the New Testament, the meaning is the righteous shall live a life by faith.
是本于信。以至于信
It's from faith to faith.
所以弟兄姊妹在讲因信称义的这件事情不是我这次八个系列的主题
To be justified by faith is not a topic in this series.
但是不是因信称义不重要
It's not that we're saying it's not important.
太重要了
It's very important.
我们不管信心走到哪一个点我们都要站在这个稳固的根基上面
Wherever we are in this faith journey, we have to stand firm on this foundation.
所以我还是花几分钟简单讲一下
So I explain to you it briefly.
我们都知道人得救没有一个人是因着一行我们自己的行为而被得救对不对
We all know that none of us will be saved by our works
大家都很清楚了这个点没有问题
I hope everyone is clear on this point
因为在神的眼中世人都犯了罪亏欠了神的荣耀
Because in God's eyes all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God
圣经上说没有行义的连一个也没有
The Bible says there's no one righteous not even one
所以圣经上说没有行善的连一个也没有
The Bible says there's no one that does good not even one
甚至说得更清楚凡有血气的没有一个能够因为行律法被神称义
And the Bible even says even more clearly that there's no oneIn the flesh can be justified by their works.
所以自己觉得自己不错的人，要在这个点上要谦卑下来。
So any one of us feel we're pretty good, we ought to be humble ourselves.
如果任何人觉得自己过去的犯罪太多，自己太败坏的，在这个点上也要刚强起来。
If any of us feel that we have sinned too much, and then we ought to be strong on this point too.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一次唱到宝血的时候
，Every time we sing of the precious blood，
我们每一次唱到主耶稣在十字架上为我们所流血赎罪的时候
，Any time we think of that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for us，
我们永远要从心里面来感谢他。
We always have to thank him from the bottom of our heart。
基督磐石，我所稳踏。
That I'm standing on the rock, the solid rock of Jesus。
其他磐石都是流沙。
Everything else is but sinking sand.
我们不是靠着别人的夸奖，觉得我自己不错。
We don't live on people's praises.
我们不是靠着自己的肯定，觉得自己不错。
We don't feel we're okay because of self-assertiveness.
我们今天在神的面前被神称义，是因为神儿子耶稣基督的救赎。
Today we are justified by God. It's because of the redemption of God's Son.
所以罗马书三章二十二节讲得很好啊。
Romans chapter 3 verse 22 tells us
他说神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别
That this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe
今天觉得自己是个义人的请举手
Please raise your hand if you feel you're a righteous person
不要客气勇敢的举好吧觉得自己是个义人的举手
Raise your hand if you think you're a righteous person
怎么都不举手
What's wrong?
你昨天一定吵架了。
Did you have a fight with someone yesterday?
早上撒谎了。
Or you made a lie this morning?
或是今天觉得比较软弱了。
Or you feel you're weaker today.
所以我们不敢觉得自己是个义人。
We don't dare to feel we're a righteous person.
好，那自己不觉得自己是个义人，有时常常是因为我们自己的失败造成的。
Sometimes we do feel this way because of our failures.
觉得在神眼中你是个义人的情绪是
Please raise your hand if you think you're a righteous person before God.
还有别人拉起来啊。那为什么在神面前觉得是义人比较敢举手呢
Why is that more people feel we're righteous before God?
弟兄姊妹，神是透过他儿子的血来看我。
Because God sees us through the blood of his son.
如果我跟你讲说 今天我们这个，我随便指一个弟兄好了，这个 Anthony 啊，我说你真的是一个难得碰到的人啊，你是这个圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，你敢不敢接受？
If I say today to a brother Anthony that you're such a good person, holy, perfect, without blemish.
可能 Alan 就会先站起来说 No, 你一定不是在讲 Anthony.
Can you accept this? And probably his wife will stand up and say, Oh no, I don't think you're saying the right things.
他们两个在教会是标准夫妻啊。
They're like a model couple.
一定是算最好最好的，像他们彼此那么相爱的。
They're like the best couple.
但是 Anthony 还没回答我刚刚讲的。我说你是个圣洁，没有瑕疵。无可责备，你敢不敢接受
？Without blemish, without fault, can you accept this? I think you're talking about another.
讲另外一个 Anthony, OK. 那刚才静瑜手举得很高，那静瑜，你相不相信你是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备
？OK, Brother James, do you think you are holy, perfect, without blemish?
点头。
Yes.
怎么看你脸有点红了啊？我们看一节圣经好吧
？OK, let's look at the scripture.
哥罗西书第一章21-22.
Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 verses 21-22.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今借着耶稣基督肉身受死。叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。啊，弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们会感谢主在十字架上流血，洗净了我们所犯的罪。
A lot of times we give thanks, for the Lord dying on the cross to cleanse us from our sins.
我们认罪悔改，接受了救主。
We confess, we repent.And accepted the Savior.
我们因信称义，我们因信跨进了这个门。
So we were justified by faith, and by faith we enter into the gate.
但是因进了这个门以后，我们就好像那个信心是后面的事情了，是过去的事情。
But once we step into the gate, as if the faith is something in the past.
但是我们忽略的一件事情，就是在神的眼中，我们这一般被神因信称义的人。
But we neglected one thing that those of us who are being justified by God.
是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备的。
It's that we're holy, perfect, and without blemish.
弟兄姊妹，这个东西你说需不需要信心来接受
？Do you think we have to accept this by faith?
因为看看我们自己，我们觉得这个话跟我是完全没有关系，是另外一个 Anthony。
Because if you just look at ourselves, we feel this is not about me. It's some another Anthony.
那弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面很直接的感觉。It's not me. 那绝对不是在讲我。
This is our natural feeling. It's definitely not about me.
希伯来书第十章十四节讲说，因着他一次献祭，叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14 says, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever.Those who are being made holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人敢讲这句话。
None of us dare to proclaim this.
就连我信主了30多年，看看自己，弟兄姊妹，这句话我们觉得不敢连在一起，没办法连的。
Being Christians for over 30 years, I still dare not to connect myself with this verse.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，神叫我们因信称义，不是根据我们的行为。
But God has justified.Us by our faith, not because of our actions or works.
根据他儿子所流的血
but by the blood of his son.
洗净了我们一切的罪
His blood has cleansed us from all our sins.
过去的、现在的、甚至我们将来的
the sins in the past, the sins present, or even in the future.
而更重要的事情是，他把他神儿子的生命赐给了我
What's even more important is that he has given us the life of his God, is his son.
当我们今天在信心的里面，在羔羊救赎的里面来亲近神的时候
So when we come before God in the precious blood of the Lamb.
不管你是 Anthony 也好，不管你是文涛弟兄也好
，Whether you're Anthony or your brother Andrew，
当我们每一次来到宝座前
，Every time we come before the throne，
在神的眼中，如同他的爱子耶稣基督来亲近他。
In God's eyes, He sees us if His beloved Son comes to approach Him。
这并不是代表我们就可以任意犯罪
，But it doesn't mean that we can just do anything we want.
如果我们犯罪，我们不肯认自己的罪。
If we sin and we will not confess,
弟兄姊妹，这些罪将来在神的面前，我们都要被面临审判的。
We will face judgment before God.
但是我们所有信的主，我们虽然还会不小心犯罪。
But all of us, even after we become believers, we will still accidentally sin.
但是我们要在主的面前那么谦卑的，那么认真的，严肃的去向神认罪。
We need to humbly and seriously confess before God.
因为我们得到了这么大的救恩，我们却忽略了这么大的救恩。
Because we have obtained such great salvation, and yet we neglected.
我们跟世人不一样，我们可以，我们已经得着了一个不会犯罪的生命，但是我们却犯罪了。
We are different from the rest of the world. We have a life that will not sin, but yet we still sin.
所以我们更要在神的面前觉得亏欠，觉得羞辱。
We ought to feel ashamed and fall short.
但是当我们来到主的面前，我们来认罪的时候
，But when we come before God and confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and righteous.
他要洗净我们，他要赦免我们一切的不义，洗净我们一切的罪。
He will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all our transgressions.
所以当我们信主以后还任意犯罪
，So if we still willfully sin after we become believers,
或是我们犯的罪没有真心的在主面前悔改的
，Or we don't truly repent.
弟兄姊妹，这神是轻慢不得的神。
God is not to be mocked.
那这些的罪要跟着我们到宝座面前去。
These sins will follow us all the way to the throne.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣所完成的救恩是这么的完全。
But yet the salvation that Christ has accomplished is perfect and complete.
不仅仅在得救的事情上是这么完全。
Not only on the matter of salvation.
在我们这一生的路上，这个救恩都是这么完全。
But even on this path of our life.The salvation is complete.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，让我们立刻归回啊。
So whenever we sin, let's turn immediately.
然后凭信往前，凭在信心里面，我们继续往前去。
And then let's move forward in faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是本于信。
So this is from faith.
这是这个信心在我们里面必须要强到一个地步。
The faith has to be strong enough.
我们拒绝所有仇敌来的控告。
That we reject all accusations from the enemy.
我们拒绝我们自己失败所带给我们的那些困扰。
And we reject all the troubles that our failure brings us.
我们直接来到救主的面前。
We come right before our Savior.
我们仰望他，我们接受他的赦免。
We look upon him and receive his forgiveness.
我们在他的里面可以不断地往前去。
That we can keep moving forward in him.
弟兄姊妹，这是本于信。
And this is from faith.
我希望在我们中间所有的弟兄姊妹们。
I hope all brothers and sisters among us.
不管过去我们曾经犯过多少的罪。
No matter how many sins we have committed in the past.
或是在今天我们还有罪恶在我们身上捆绑着我们。
Or still today we're being bound by some sin.
我们要很认真地来到神的面前。
We need to come before God seriously.
我们清楚地向主认罪，求主赦免。
Clearly,We confess to the Lord and repent.
然后我们要在信心的里面，我们靠着主的恩典，勇敢地往前去。
And then in faith, by God's grace, we boldly move forward.
我们拒绝仇敌所有给我们的控告。
And we will reject all accusations from the enemy.
我们在这里拒绝旧历史在这里给我们所有的黑影和残累。
And we reject all the shadows and all the bondage from the past sins.
我们在基督里面就成为新造的人。
In Christ, we have become a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。
All the past is gone, and all things have been renewed.
让我们在基督里面凭着信心往前去。
That we will move forward in faith.
但是我说过了，我这一连串的信息，我的重点不是在讲因信称义这件事。
But as I said, the focus of this series is not on justification by faith.
我特别要讲到过信心的生活。
But to live by faith.
啊，弟兄姊妹，信心像一把钥匙一样。
Faith is like a key.
他把神整个应许的宝库可以打开来。
It opens the treasure box of God's promises.
你没有信心，圣经上的应许对我们来说是白纸黑字。
Without faith, promises, but only something written on the paper.
那么没有信心，圣经上的应许对我们来说没有产生直接的祝福。
Without faith, promises cannot bring us blessings.
我不晓得你们有没有被人家关在外面过那个忘了带钥匙或是不得其门而入的这种经历啊。
I don't know if you have the experience of being locked outside because you forgot your key.
啊，或是在一个，例如是 tornado 来了，或者大暴风雨来了，结果你那个门都锁着，你进不去。
And then it's in the midst of a tornado or a big storm, and yet you cannot go in the house.
或是你们已经长途跋涉，饿得个要死，以为下一站那边知道有个麦当劳，就到那边去，发现他门关了。
Or after a long journey, you come to a McDonald's and just to find it is closed.
这是明明知道在这边可以得到解决问题。 但是却进不去。
You knew you could get your resolution to your problems, but yet you cannot go in.
弟兄姊妹，在神的面前，神一切的祝福和应许是借着信心来开启的。
So all the promises are open to us by faith.
以利亚祷告的时候，他叫天不要下雨，他凭着信心把天关起来。
And when Elijah prayed, by faith, he closed the heavens and stopped raining.
他为了要叫以色列国悔改，叫君王在主的面前认罪。
In order for the nation of Israelites to repent and the kings to confess.
当他祷告，雅各书说以利亚祷告的时候，天就不下雨。
So the book of James says when Elijah prayed.The heaven will not rain.
圣经上说他又祷告。
And then the Bible says, then he prayed again.
天就降下雨来。
And then the heaven sent down
rain. 弟兄姊妹，天的开关好像在这个人的手上。
As if the opening of heaven is the key is in his hand.
那个关键都在于信心。
And the key is the faith.
不是以赛亚天生长得有什么好。
It's not that Elijah is better naturally.
或是祷告比较大声。
Or that he prayed louder.
或是他性情里面比我们的性情好到哪里去。
Or in his nature, he was better.
圣经上特别讲到以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人。
The Bible even emphasized that he has the same nature as we do.
但是这个人祷告却不一样。
But yet his prayers were different.
他带着信心。
Because he prayed with faith.
弟兄姊妹，信心是我们属灵征战的兵器。非常重要的兵器。
And faith is the weapon when we battle spiritual wars.
当我们真凭着信心捆绑魔鬼的时候。
When we pray in faith to bind the devil.
魔鬼就被捆绑。
And the devil is bound.
当我们真的凭信心在这里释放人，释放神儿女的时候。
And when we pray in faith to release.
弟兄姊妹，神就要照着他的应许，你们在地上所释放的，我在天上就释放。
And then God will release the person because of His promise that whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这都跟信心发生关系。
And all these has to do with faith.
所以圣经里面保罗告诉我们，凡是不出于信心的，都是什么？软弱，不好。凡是不出于信心的，都是什么？都是罪。弟兄姊妹，我那个空格特别空下来。要我们写下去，不出于信心的，在神的眼中是罪。
That's why Apostle Paul says everything that does not come from faith is sin.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得这个信心多重要了。
Now we see how important the faith is.
我不知道读过多少属灵的书，有多少属灵的前辈告诉我们，最得罪神的罪就是没有信心。
I don't know how many times I read from so many books that all these Saints will tell us the biggest sin that offends God is our unbelief.
我们可能觉得那个东西才是罪，这个才是罪，但是在神的眼中，不信是最大的罪。
We may say that this is a big sin, that's a big sin, but in God's eyes, the biggest sin is unbelief.
所以我弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要神来提升我们啊。
May the Lord elevate us.
我特别请求弟兄姊妹要为着讲台的信息祷告，为了我们这一连串的信息来祷告。
And I ask that you will pray for this series of messages and pray
for the pulpit. 我常常很不喜欢弟兄姊妹啊，或是我们教会进到一种情形，就是弟兄姊妹只是来聚会，然后听今天的讲员，不一定是我要讲什么。
I hope we don't fall into a situation that we only come to church and find out who is speaking and what is he speaking about.
如果我们真有信心的话，
if we really have faith,
我们就应该为着教会祷告。
Let's pray for the church.
主啊，今天你要借着讲员对教会说什么？
Lord, what do you want to tell your church through the message?
主，你最知道教会的需要是什么？
You know what our church needs the most.
你最知道这个世代神儿女们最大的软弱是什么？
You know the weakest.Points of Christians in this age.
主啊，求你借着今天的仆人或使女对教会说话。
May you use your servant or maid servant to speak to your church today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望这一段的时间，神能够来调整，能够来搅动我们。
May the Lord help us and by correcting us.
让我们的信心都能够被神提升。
And stir us up so that our faith will be lifted.
保罗告诉我们，凡是不出于信心的，都是罪。
Apostle says everything that does not come from faith is sin.
希伯来的作者告诉我们，人非有什么信，就不能得神的喜悦。
The book of Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我不晓得这个大家现在都大了啊。不是，不是，我不晓得你们多大，你们多大。我是说，我不晓得你们有没有过这样子的想法跟感觉。
I don't know if you ever wonder or felt this way.
我都还记得我小的时候，我就很想知道我爸爸妈妈。会觉得我怎么样做会让他们高兴啊？
When I was a little child, I often wondered what I should do to please my parents.
所以，例如说，帮忙洗碗啊，帮忙做这个，帮忙做那个。
Or maybe to wash dishes or do something for them.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们今天想要说要讨神喜悦的时候
，But today when we think about pleasing God，
你有没有想过圣经上已经早就告诉我们怎么样可以讨神喜悦
？Do you know that the Bible already clearly tells us how to please God？
那至少告诉我们，你如果没有信心的话，不能讨神喜悦。
At least the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God。
弟兄姊妹，要信心太重要了。
So faith is so important。
昨天我们这么多弟兄姊妹在那里办这个 garage 的义卖，哈，这个。车库的义卖为了教会的需要。
Yesterday, many brothers and sisters participated in the garage sale for church building fund.
因为我看了一个小小的文章，说有一天这个撒旦摆 garage sale.
Reminds me an article I read. One day, Satan had a garage sale.
因为他的武器要不断的更新啊。
Because he has to upgrade his weapons.
所以就把一些旧的东西拿出来卖。
So he was selling his old weapons.
那这个人家就去买啊，就是买这个买那个的。
So people would go and buy things from him.
这个有一个人不小心指到了一个东西，说：“哎，你这个要卖多少钱
？”And so someone says, "Okay, how much do you want to sell this for?"
然后撒旦说：“哦，那个我不卖，那个我不卖，那个你看错了，我没有要卖那个。
”And Satan says, "Oh, no, sorry, it's a mistake. I don't want to sell that one."
啊，我有两个东西不卖的。
There are two things I would not sell.
就像我昨天天气一热，我把我毛背心一脱就放在桌子上。
Just like yesterday, I felt hot. I took off my vest on the table.
还好有地方看到那是我穿的，跑来问我说：“弟兄，这是不是你的？那不要被人家卖掉了。”
So someone asked me, "Is this yours?" So that it won't be sold.
哦，那个当然不卖的。
Of course, I will not sell it.
那撒旦就说：“这两个不卖了，这两个不卖了。”
And Satan says, "No, I will not sell these two things."
你们猜哪两个他不卖
？Guess what they are?
他说一个灰心啊，他不卖。
One is despair.He will not sell that.
那第二个他不卖的叫做不信的恶心。
The other one is the wicked heart of unbelief.
啊，其他都可以卖。
And other things he will sell.
那么珍珠奶茶啦 ，AIM 啦，他都可以卖。
Yeah, the pearl teas or AIM, he was.
不信的恶心。
But the wicked heart of unbelief.
还有灰心。
And despair.
其实灰心是从不信里面出来的。
But actually, despair comes from unbelief.
那根本上来说就是不信的恶心。
So actually, it's they're all the same, unbelief.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
真实的信心
real faith,
决定产生大的事情
will bring something big.
因为信心太重要了
because faith is so important.
信心是整个天和地的连接
faith connects heaven and earth.
信心是整个神应许宝库的一个钥匙
faith is the key to the treasure box of God's promises.
信心是神整个活水祝福的一个运河
and faith is the channel of God's blessing.
信心是我们对付撒旦最重要的兵器
and that's the most important weapon to fight Satan.
而且在信心的里面，就让我们跟神同行。
And in faith, we walk with God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这太重要了。
This is so important.
所以在哥林多前书十三章讲到那个能够永存的事情不多，只有提了三件事情。
So in the book of First Corinthians, it says, "Now these only three things will remain."
有信、有望、有爱。
Faith, hope, and love.
那弟兄姊妹，信心跟盼望是只有在今生才有的。
And we only need faith and hope.In this life,
等到我们真见主，看见神旨意都成就了，已经不需要信心了。
When we finally see the Lord and all His will is accomplished, we don't need faith anymore.
所有这种今生才能够存在，但是却跟永恒发生关系的，都是我们今天要留意的事啊。
But we ought to pay attention to the things that we only have this in this life, but yet connects us to the eternity.
例如说十字架，例如说顺服，也都是只有今生有的，将来交到永世里面，你自然顺服的。
Like bearing the cross and like.Being obedient, we don't need that in eternity, only in this life.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心只有在今生有吧。
And we only need faith in this life.
我们一定要求主帮助我们，让我们得到最单纯的信心。
May the Lord help us that we will get the most pure faith.
那一生的果效从心发出来的。
Because of our it's the offspring of life comes from our.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真的是从信心里面出来的过生活的时候
，But if we really live our life by faith，
那我们整个的生活不一样
，And our life will be different。
一个震天假响的一个信心
，A very loud proclaimed faith，
但是却是从人而挤出来的一个信心
，If it's originated from men，
它远远比不上小的像芥菜种一样的真信心
，It's not comparable at all。To a real life, a real faith that's small like a mustard seed.
因为真的信心这么小的，小如芥菜种，简直却可以移山倒海啊
Because a real faith, even as small as a mustard seed, will move mountain.
那喊得那么大声的信心，不见得成事情的。
A faith that's proclaimed very loud might not accomplish anything.
你知道吗？在1990年，我看报纸，在 Auckland 那边有一个韩国教会，我想他们都是已经走了很偏的一个聚集啊。
In the 1990s, there was a Korean church in Oakland. They probably have gone astray from the truth.
当他们为人医病的时候，为人赶鬼的时候，他们那么大喊大叫。
When they pray for healing or casting out demons, they shout very loud.
那甚至到最后，那个女牧师拿起棍子来，为人身上打，把一个人给打死了。
And there was even the news that the minister used a stick to hit someone and hit someone to death.
就是喊啊叫，要把他身上鬼赶出来，把人家活活打死了。
Because she was trying very hard to try to cast out the demon, but she beat the person to death.
弟兄姊妹，信心不是在乎你喊得多大声。
So faith is not up to how loud we shout.
信心也不在乎你引经据典的搬出这么多话来吓仇敌。
Or how many Bible verses you use to scare the enemy.
信心不是人挤出来的。
Faith is not squeezed.Out.
信心不是我说信就信的，一厢情愿的相信。
It's not just because I say I believe, then I have faith.
前一阵子我们一直讲说，信心是不凭眼见，不靠感觉。
We were saying that faith is not by sight and it's not by feeling.
信心乃是建立在什么
？It's based on what?
记不记得？谁想睡觉就回答我这个问题。信心是建立在什么
？So our faith is based on what?
刚讲神的应许。
God's promises.
Amen. 建立在神的应许和神的所赐上面。
It's based on who God is and His promises.
那弟兄姊妹，不凭眼见，并不是像鸵鸟一样不去看环境啊。
When we say not by sight, we're not saying to be like ostrich, just to hide your face.
而是我们信心的大脚不是建立在环境的好跟坏上。
But our faith does not build on our situation.
啊，我记得那个写《烽火信心》的那个。Simbala 牧师他曾经讲过。
I remember Pastor Simbala once said.
他说有时候有一些人教导就是叫人不要去看这些这个病啊或是这些困难。
Some teachers would teach us not to look at our circumstances.
他说你感冒的时候你不可以说我感冒了，你要说我有感冒的征兆。
And then he says, some people say when you catch a cold, don't say you catch a cold, but say I have the symptom.Of a cold.
或是说你长了糖尿病了，你不能说我长糖尿病，你要说我有糖尿病的征兆啊。
Or if you have diabetes, don't say you have diabetes, but you have the symptoms of diabetes.
他说你同样的，你也不能够说我已经那个人家人都死了两年了，你说他有死亡的征兆啊。
But then he says you cannot say, oh, that person has been dead for 2 years. Just say, oh, he has the symptom of death.
我们可以勇敢的去面对环境的。
We can boldly face our situation.
信心不建立在环境上，不是说像鸵鸟一样把头栽进去，我不。不管你说什么
When we say our faith does not build on a situation, does not mean that we ought to hide our face like an ostrich.
我在一切的环境里面，我的信心却仰望那位造天地的耶和华。
But in all situations, I will look upon the Lord who creates heaven and earth.
所以信心是建立在神的应许和神是一个怎样的神。
So our faith is based on who God is and His promises.
所以保罗有两句话太好了。
So Paul has two statements that are great.
他说我深知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believe.
弟兄姊妹，这句话就替知道所神的所事做了一个最好的提醒。
And this is a best reminder of who God is.
我们一定要知道我们所信的是谁。
We ought to know whom we believe.
他是一个爱的神。
He's a God of love.
他没有降灾一念的一个神。
He never wants to harm us.
他是一个这么智慧又爱我们的神。
He's all wise and all loving.
这个能够帮助我们在一切的环境里面，我们可以从那个仇敌的搅扰、恐惧。跟困惑里面我们可以出来。
He can lead us through all the fear and all the temptations and troubles from the enemy.
我们的神是一个全能的神。
And he's an almighty God.
他用他的话创造诸世界。
And he creates the universe with his word.
他用他全能的命令托住了万有，他所创造的。
He's upholding the universe with his words.
他说有就有，命令就临。
And when his words came out, everything came to existence.
在神没有难成的事。
With God, nothing is impossible.
弟兄姊妹，认识我们所信的是谁。对我们太大的帮助。
It's very helpful to know whom we believe.
第二件事情是建立在神的应许上面。
The second basis of our faith is God's promises.
我信神怎样对我说，事情要怎样成就。
I believe things will happen just as He told me.
这叫做信心。
And this is faith.
神说话就算数了。
When God says something, He will keep His word.
因为当他 purpose 的时候，当他定义的时候，事情就已经成就了。
Because when He purposed something, it is already done.
这叫做信心。
And that is faith.
不是凭着感觉。
It's not by our feeling.
不是凭着眼见。
It's not by sight.
凭着他的所赐和他的应许。
But based on who he is and his promises.
我想我举一个很容易受眼见影响的这个例子给你们听。
I'll give you an example of how we're easily affected by sight.
假如说今天在这个地上好，我们画一条大概半尺宽的一个那个 curve 啊，一个水泥的走道，一个半尺宽。然后100公尺长。
Say we build a curb that's about half feet wide and about 100 meter long.
那觉得可以在上面走完100公尺不会掉下去的请举手。
Raise your hand if you think you can just walk on that curb without falling off.
怎么这么少人？都可以嘛，对不对？好，那我拉宽一点好了，一尺好了，这么宽，这么宽。
Okay, I'll make it wider. Say like a foot long, a foot wide, a curb.
然后我们等一下放在这个 外面的操场上停车场上，你可以走完100公尺的请举手。
We just build that in the parking lot. You think you can finish 100 meter, please raise your hand.
咱妈妈没有举手啊，又有举手，好，不然我要重赏，我看你会不会走啊。那么我请问哈， 我现在把这100公尺所做好的这条路，我突然架在一个这个万丈高的一个悬崖峭壁上面的话，
Say if I move this curb on a cliff that's like tens of thousands of feet high.
底下摔下去是必死无疑的。
And if you fall off, you will die for sure.
请问愿意再走下去的人请举手啊。
Raise your hand if you want to try.
我不是问你能不能走，你愿意走的，谁啊？我儿子啊。哦，Andrew啊。曾总，你看到了啊，你儿子要冒险了。弟兄姊妹，你就发现同样的一条路。
See the same way.
当它摆在平地上的，我们就觉得没问题。
When it's placed on the ground, we feel it's okay.
这个叫做信心是建立在眼见的环境上，对不对？
So our faith is based on the sight.
所以当它换到那个悬崖峭壁上的时候，我们信心马上不见了。
But when we move it up to a cliff, then our faith is gone.
所以很多的时候，当我们在平顺的时候，我们说我们信神，我们赞美神，我为主殉道。
So when everything is smooth and prosperous, we say, "Oh, I praise God, and I will die for God."
就跟彼得说的一样，我为你死都可以。
Just like Peter says, "Oh Lord, I'm willing to die for you."
但是主接着就说，今天天没有亮以前，你要三次否认我。
But then the Lord says, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times."
彼得说：“那怎么可能？走一百公尺，走这条路多容易啊！”
Peter says, "How is it possible? It's so easy to walk on this way, 100 meters."
结果这同样的一百公尺的路没有改变，一样宽，也没有特别拉长，但是神把它架在悬崖上面。
The way has not changed.It's not even longer, but then now God puts it on the high cliff.
就走啊，彼得，你不是说可以走吗？走啊。
Say, Peter, didn't you say you could walk? Go.
他就说我三次起咒，这个发咒起誓说我不认识主。
But then he even cursed three times that he did not know.
弟兄姊妹，为什么说我们信心需要经过试验？
That's why our faith needs to be tested.
因为第一件事情就显明了我们的信心到底是自己来的呢，还是从主来的。
It will show where our faith comes from ourselves or from the Lord.
到底我们的信心是建立在眼见和感觉呢，还是建立在神的应许和所赐上？
Is our faith based on sight or feeling or on God's promises and who He is?
所以我们可能就会说，那这样子的信心太难得了啊！那我们中间没有几个人有嘛？
Then we might say, "This is too hard. I don't think many of us will have it."
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你没有那样子信心的人，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you feel you do not have such faith.
那有这样子信心的呢？
怎么也不举手？ Raise your hand if you feel you have such faith.
那其他的人，你们在干嘛？
So what's wrong?
你们什么时候动过开心手术了？是不是心都不见了？弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得你没有那样子的信心，我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord if you feel you do not have such faith.
本来就没有。
Because we never had.
如果我们会问说，主啊，我没有那样子的信心，求你把那样子的信心给我。
But if we say, Lord, I do not have such faith, but give me such faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道真正信心的源头其实就是主耶稣。
We have to know that the true origin of faith is Lord Jesus himself.
这是我们在信心的功课上常常犯的一个错。
This is a mistake we often make.
我们就是勉强自己去相信一件事情。
We force ourselves to believe something.
我们真的像弟兄讲的，像挤牙膏一样，明明挤不出来的，挤啊挤啊，挤啊又挤出一点点啊。
It's like squeezing out toothpaste. You try, try, try. Finally, you get something out.
啊，或者我们就是勉强信，勉强信。
Or we force ourselves to believe.
所以我们的信心就是起起伏伏。
Therefore, our faith will fluctuate.
我们看一节很重要的圣经。
Let's look at one verse.
我们很熟很熟，但是却很重要。加拉太书二章二十节
Galatians chapter 2
加拉太书二章二十节
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20
我们一起来读
Let's read together
我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己请大家特别注意是因信神的儿子而活这句话
Please pay attention to that I live by faith in the Son of God
在英文本或者在原文的翻译里面有两种的翻译
There are two translations
一个是因信神儿子而活
One is because our faith in the Son of God
讲到我们信心的对象和根据是神的儿子，不是环境。
That our basis and our object is the Son of God, not the situation.
但是有更多的翻译是说，是因着神儿子的信心而活着。
But more translations will say, I live by faith of Son of God.
这句话太重要了。
So this is very important.
神儿子的信心
，the faith of the Son of God，
和我天然人的信心
，and the faith of me。
是两种完全不同的境界和性质
So they're totally different in nature
所以保罗说我今天我已经跟主同死了
So Paul says I've been crucified with Christ
现在活着的不再是我是基督在我里面活
So I no longer live but Christ lives in me
我们知道我们得到了一个全新的生命
We know we have obtained a brand new life
但是请弟兄姊妹知道我们那个神儿子的信心就蕴藏在这个生命的里面我们一起已经得着了
Therefore by having the life of Christ thisfaith of Son of God is in it already.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情非常非常的重要。
And this is very important.
讲到我们信心的源头和性质，就是神的儿子。
That the origin and the nature of our faith is the Son of God.
如果在这个最根基的点上，弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有听进去的话
，If we do not get this, the most fundamental.
不管我后面的七堂讲怎么样子凭信心而有的生活和行为
，Then no matter how much I say about our life.And testimony of faith.
我们信心的源头可能还是我自己与生俱有的那个信心的源头。
But the origin of our faith may still be our natural life.
以至于出来的还是一个有限、经不起考验的信心。
Then whatever we live out will be limited and cannot survive any test.
所以我们第一件事情要知道这个事实。
So the first fact we have to know.
弟兄姊妹，我怕你们没有听懂，有听进去这句话的请举手。知道你里面。有另外一个信心叫做神儿子信心的请你们举手
Please raise your hand if now you know
真的哈
There's another faith in us that's called the faith of Son of God
真的知道哈你们有另外一个信心不管你经历了没有你先要知道有另外一个
Whether you experienced it or not to know that you have another faith
而且保罗说我如今在肉身活着是因着这个信心而活
And Paul even proclaims that the life I live in the body I live by this faith
所以不仅仅要知道这个事实
So not only that we need to know this fact
第二件事情是要开始运用它
We need to exercise it
就是要去 activate 它然后 exercise
So we need to activate it and exercise it
因为很多时候我们没有去用它
A lot of times we don't use it
我们就放在那里
We just let it aside
然后我们一直用自己的信心
But we keep using our own faith.
所以我们的信心常常经不起考验。
So our faith cannot be tested.
所以我们信心的生活常常还是我们这个人的层次的生活。
And our life testimony remains on the realm of natural man.
弟兄姊妹，信心是一个生命。
But life, faith is a life.
信心不是感觉。
It's not a feeling.
信心不是一个合理分析的以后的判断。
It's not a reasonable judgment.
信心也不是别人告诉我们怎么样，所以我们认为怎么样。
It's not something that other people told us.
信心根本就是一个生命。
It's a life.
什么样子的生命就一定活出什么样子的生活来。
The life, the whatever life that is, will produce a living style.
所以当你觉得信心不够的时候
When you feel your lack of faith,
弟兄姊妹要为了这个感觉不够感谢神
Praise the Lord for this knowledge.
但是不要停在这里。
But don't stop here.
立刻转向我们里面已经有的另外一个生命。
But turn to the life, another life that we already have within us.
Activate 它。
To activate it.
你手上的蜡烛。
If you hold a candle in your hand,
已经快要烧光了，被风吹得快灭了。
It's almost quenched.
你觉得不能够应付这个黑暗的可怕。
And you don't feel that this light is enough to face the darkness.
希望它提醒你去打开开关来。
I hope that will remind you to turn on the light switch.
让大光能够临到我们。
So that greater light will come.
让那个不受风影响的光可以临到我们。
The light that will not be affected by wind will come.
让那个可以经得起风暴神儿子的信心可以带领我们经过这个环境。
So that the faith of Son of God that can be tested by storms will carry us through.
所以第一件事情要知道。
So the first thing we need to acknowledge.
第二件事情要去用它。
And then to exercise it.
第三件事情要让它成长。
And help it to grow.
弟兄姊妹，信心是个生命，所以它是要不住的增长。
Life is faith is a life, so it needs to grow.
不仅仅圣经讲到我们的信心要不住的长。
Not only that our faith will grow.
保罗讲到帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候。
In 2 Thessalonians, Paul says.
他夸奖他们，他说你们的信心是格外的增长。
Paul commended them that your faith grows even more.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心正常的信心应该不住的长的。
Normal faith will grow.
人挤出来的信心会用尽的。
A faith originated from man will be exhausted.
因为牙膏总会挤光的。
Because one day you will exhaust your toothpaste.
环境的拦束总会拦到一个地步，让你信心打不上去了。
Trials and difficulties might be big enough that your faith can never overcome it.
可是真的信心，它是一个生命。
But real faith is a life.
那既然是生命，它一定会长。
So if it's a life, it will for sure grow.
信心不仅仅是不住增长的信心。
Not only that, faith will grow continually.
保罗告诉我们，有些人长得快，有些人长得慢。
But Paul says some.For some, their faith grows faster than others.
那帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们的信心是格外的增长。
The church of Thessalonica, they grow faster.
因为保罗是在大征战中把福音传给他们。
Because Paul preached gospel to them in great trials.
因为帖撒罗尼迦是在面临这么多的逼迫里面而被建立的一个教会。
They were being built under great persecution.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心要得到增长，我们需要借着主的话来喂养我们。
So in order for the faith to grow, it has to be fed by God's word.
信心最好的粮食就是读主的话。
The best food for faith is God's word.
因为我们说过，信心是建立在神的所赐和神的应许上。
Because our faith is based on who God is and His promises.
借着读圣经，我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
By reading the scripture, we know whom we believe.
借着读圣经，我们知道神的应许是什么。
By reading the scripture, we know God's promises.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，信心要增长，绝定要好好在主的话上下功夫。
In order for our faith to grow, we have to study the scriptures.
我们听神的话，我们读主的话，我们祷告，都是帮助我们信心来成长。
We hear God's words, we read God's words, and we pray so that our faith will grow.
那圣经上也告诉我们，主虽然用困苦当水，艰难当饼。这些困难 和困苦常常是我们信心的粮食。
The Bible says God used afflictions and troubles as water and bread so that our faith will grow.
加勒跟约书亚更告诉我们说谁是我们的食物啊。
And Caleb and Joshua even said, who is our food?
谁?
Who?
仇敌啊。
The enemy is our food.
所以我们发现了没有正常正面的属灵的供应不管读经不管聚会
So positive spiritual supplies like coming to meetings or reading the scripture
弟兄姊妹给我们的扶持和做的见证
or encouragement and testimonies from brothers and sisters
常常都会提升我们的信心
They will lift our faith
就像我从前讲的有一个人想要过一条河冬天的时候
I remember telling you a story that one person was trying to cross a river in winter time
但没有桥可以过，他必须要过那条河。
There was no bridge, but he has to cross the river.
就他在那个结了冰的河上，就趴在地上匍匐前进。
So he was crawling on the ice slowly, cautiously.
对，趴到一半的时候，他突然听见后面那个马车有这个带着四匹马扛着一个大的货车从那个冰河上过去。
All of a sudden, he heard there was this A horse carriage with four horses and then running through right next to him.
他马上站起来，大摇大摆的过河了。
Immediately he stood up and then confidently walked through the river.
弟兄姊妹，信心有时候需要见证人像云彩一样在我们旁边来激励我们。
So sometimes we need witnesses and testimonies to encourage our faith.
我们看见别人怎样在大风大浪里面靠着主走出来。
When we see people walk out of their storms by faith.
哎呀，我们就会觉得我这点难处算得了什么？
Then I feel, oh, there's nothing about my trouble that I cannot bear.
就算你两百磅背的一百磅，这又算得了什么？
Even though you're 200 pounds and you're carrying 100 pounds,
那么大的马车都可以过去了。
Okay, even that horse carriage can walk through the ice.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要让信心得到喂养。
So our faith needs to be fed.
所以信心是生命。
Because faith is a life.
它需要借着不断的喂养来增长。
Through continual feeding, it will grow.
它要借着不断的来运用它而变得老练。
By continual exercising, it will mature.
它需要经过风雨的洗礼而变得刚强。
It has to be baptized by storms so that it can be strengthened.
圣经上说它也需要经过火炼而变得纯净。
And the Bible says it has to gone through refining fire to be pure.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要为着我们的环境感谢神。
So we ought to thank God for our circumstances.
我想我今天时间到了，我信息不多说了。
So my time is up.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前让这个信心增长。
We need to let our faith grow.
我在说，如果我们觉得信心不够用的时候
，If we feel we lack of faith,
我们要感谢神。
Praise the Lord and thank God.
有两个可能的原因让我们信心觉得不够用。
Two possible reasons for us to feel that way.
第一个，信心的源头错了，还是我自己的信心
？That first, we have the wrong origin of our faith.
也让我们立刻转向主。
Let's turn to the Lord immediately.
我们学习来 activate, 来用我们里面主给我们的信心。
Let's learn to activate the faith that God already gave us.
书到用时方恨少。
Sometimes, when we need to apply something, then we feel we haven't read enough.
很多时候你会发现你用不出来，因为你平常没有去培养它。
We feel we lack of we don't know how to use it because we never practiced.
所以我们要在平常里面去操练，让我们知道怎样来用这个真的信心。
So we ought to exercise so we know how to use it.
那另外一种的可能就是信心一下子大过了我们已经有的信心的度量。
Another situation is that our trouble is all of a sudden greater than the faith we already have.
那这个环境是为了帮助我们的信心再往前跨。
And that trouble is help us so that our faith will have another leap.
因为信心需要不住的增长。
Because faith needs to grow continually.
信心也是借着这些的环境来增长。
And faith grows in such circumstances.
施弗森说，一个人想要不借着苦难而真正是神，那是不可能的事情。
Spurgeon says it's impossible for a person to really know God without going through trials.
那穆勒弟兄告诉我们，试炼是信心最重要的粮食。
Brother Mueller says trials are the most important food for faith.
所以我们感谢主，让我们每一个人都多多少少有些难处，对不对
？So we thank God that all of us have some kind of trials.
不管你的难处是身体的、心灵的、孩子的、经济的，任何方面的。
Whether it's physical, emotional, financial, or family.
如果你是完全没有难处的，我也为你感谢主。我们把神家的祷告担子多一点给你啊。
If you have no trouble at all, I thank God for that, and maybe you can pray more for the church.
有太多的环境可以帮助我们的生命得到滋润、得到喂养而增长。
There's so many situations that can nourish our spiritual life and help our faith to grow.
所以要 from faith to faith, 本于信，以至于信。
That will grow from faith to faith.
然后从 the first to the last, 都是 faith.
By faith from the first.To the last,
从头到尾都是。
From the beginning to the end.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
诗歌二十九首。
Hymn 29.
大本诗歌二十九首。来，
我的所有希望本钱。在月之中风的保险我不敢靠最好的意我只敢靠他的明天我所问他尽他的位都是流沙尽他的位都是流沙
对不起啊希伯来书的作者告诉我们
The author of the book Hebrews tells us.
他说很多人听到对他们没有益处，因为什么
？Many people do not benefit from the sermon, the messages that they hear. Why?
因为他们没有用信心与所听见的道调和。
Because they do not mix the words that they hear with faith.
很多时候唱诗对我们 没有产生帮助。
A lot of times we sing hymns and they do not help us.
因为我们没有用信心来调和。
Because we do not mix it with our faith.
我们要口唱心和。
We have to sing it with our mouth and mix it with our heart.
我们学习把信心放进我们所唱的。
And put faith in what we sing.
我们再来。
Let's sing again.
来。
我的所有希望更新在于基督公义宝血我不敢靠最好的意我只敢靠他的明天基督还是我所问他其他的位都是流伤其他的位都是流伤有被人间他的脸他心不变他恩不移每次风浪细雨蔓延星星的毛发老满脸基督还是我所问他其他的位都是流沙其他的位都是流沙写他耶和等可靠我命已经刻在他手为谁难都能倾倒他人存在永不起手基督还是我所问他其他的位都是流沙其他的位都是流沙当他在来后痛碎响那是我在他内出现只穿他的公义衣裳无可指责被献桌前基督还是我所问他其他的位都是流沙其他的位都是流沙
一起低头，我们有个祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
主，早晨我们都来到你的宝座面前。
Lord, this morning we all come before your throne.
我们来到你这位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣面前。
We come before you, Jesus Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
主啊，多少时候我们活在仇敌的蒙蔽和自己的软弱中。
Oftentimes we're deceived by the enemy and we live in weakness.
我们也活在环境的困难。和威胁的底下
and we live under the threat of difficult situations
我们常常想凭着自己那有限的信心来胜过这一切
and we struggle to overcome with our limited natural faith
主啊今天早晨你再来开我们的眼睛
this morning come and open our eyes
让我们不仅仅知道信心的对象和根据是你自己
so that we not only know that the object and the basis of our faith is you
更让我们知道信心是一个生命
But faith is also a life.
信心的源头和本质也是神的儿子。
Its origin and nature is the Son of God.
我如今在肉身活着，是因神儿子的信而活着。
I live in the body now by the faith of Son of God.
哦，主耶稣啊，让我们知道我们已经得着了这个宝贵的信心。
Oh Lord Jesus, help us to know that we already obtained this precious faith.
让我们每一个人都清楚地知道我们已经得着了这个宝贵的信心。
That all of us will clearly know that we have obtain this precious faith.
让我们知道如何来运用它，来使用它。
And we know how to exercise and apply.
当我们每一次运用这个信心的时候
that every time we use this faith.
你让这个信心在我们里面就不住的增长。
That this faith will continue to grow within us.
每一次我们读你话，我们来亲近你的时候
every time we read your words and we draw near to you.
每一次我们听见神儿女们在那里见证你的时候
every time we hear any testimony.
哦，主啊，都让我们的信心得到增长
Help our faith to grow
也让我们在每一次的风浪和考验的里面
While going through storms and challenges
不仅仅叫我们的信心能够更茁壮
Not only that our faith will be strengthened
也让我们信心经过火炼变得纯净。
That our faith will become pure through the refining fire.
让我们知道如何在患难中，在难处的里面能够向山举目。
So that we know how to turn our eyes to the mountain in midst of trials.
让我们知道这一切的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
We know that our help comes from the Lord who creates heaven and earth.
让我们的眼睛不看在风浪上。
That our eyes will not focus on the storms.
而看在那风浪后面，我们的主站在那里。
But to see through the storm and see our Lord is standing behind
us. 更让我们听见你对我们说，是我，你过来吧。
That we will hear your voice that says, it is me, come over.
哦，让我们有一个活泼的信心，一个属天的信心。
That we will have a living heavenly faith.
让我们能够踏过这一切的难处，向你而去。
That we will walk through all these trials and move forward.
甚至能够踏在这不可能的环境上，能够向你而去。
That we will ride over impossible situation and walk toward you.
主啊，这些日子你把我们带进这些环境里面。
Oh, these days you have led us into this situation.
我们向你献上感谢。
Oh, Lord, we want to give thanks.
因为你不希望我们是带着不信的恶心去见你。
Because you don't want us to see you with wicked heart of unbelief.
你更不希望我们活在小信的里面过今生的生活。
And you don't want us to pass through this life with little faith.
你希望天向我们是开的。
You hope that the heaven is open.
你希望应许的宝库是让我们可以自由进去的。
That the treasure of promises that we can enter in freely.
你更希望我们能够在信心的里面能够与你同行，与你同住。
You want us to walk with you in faith.
哦，主啊，因此这一段时间，你让我们来一起学信心的功课。
So this time you want us to learn the lesson of faith.
我们为了得到的美好的生命，我们感谢你。
We praise you and thank you for the life, the good life that we obtain from
you. 我们更求你把那美好的证据赐给我们。
We even pray that you will give us good testimony.
让我们个人或整个教会都能够在这里见证我们所信的是谁。
So that we can testify who we believe individually and as a church.
将一切的荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
羞辱归给那谎言之父。
And shame to the father of all lies.
祝福归给你的儿女们。
A blessing to your children.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在唱二三两节，我们开始拨饼了。
Let's sing stanzas 2 and 3.